This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved 5 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 21,772 crore rupees. The council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi yesterday, granted acceptance of necessity for the procurement of 31 new water jet fast attack crafts for the Indian Navy. Defence Ministry said these are designed to perform the task of low-intensity maritime operations, surveillance, patrol and search and rescue operations close to the coast. In addition, these vessels will play an effective role in anti-piracy missions, especially in and around Indian Island territories. The Ministry said the Council has also accorded approval for procurement of 120 fast interceptor craft and certain other equipment. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Bhubaneswar yesterday on a 5-day visit to her home state, Odisha, to attend several official programs, including Indian Navy Day today at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri. President Draupadi Murmu will visit the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri today morning and offer prayers to the Lords. After the darshan, she will grace the 75th anniversary celebration of Gopabandhu Ayurveda Mahavidyalaya in Puri. President Murmu, who is also the Supreme Commander of Indian Armed Forces, will grace the Navy Day as chief guest hosted by Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri today afternoon. The event marks the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. The event will showcase over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircraft with support from marine commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. The Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, will launch the PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission today at 4:08 p.m. from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota. PSLV C-59 will launch Proba 3 satellites of the European Space Agency into the highly elliptical orbit. The commercial arm of ISRO, namely New Space India Limited, has got this order from European Space Agency. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday inaugurated the centenary pillar at AIKER, Central Institute for Research on Cotton Technology in Mumbai, marking the institute's centenary foundation day. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted that India has risen to become the 5th largest economy in the world and is on track to become the 3rd largest. He emphasized that farmers will play a significant role in this progress. He also stated that India's farming sector is central to the nation's economy and exhorted the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, along with the Indian Council of Agriculture Research, to make earnest efforts to ensure the economic prosperity of farmers. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan emphasized that the mechanization of cotton picking is crucial for increasing the sustainability of cotton farming in India. He also pointed out the need for upgrading plant and machinery for processing mechanically harvested cotton. The Lok Sabha has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1980. The bill also seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from the existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. The Rajya Sabha yesterday gave its nod to the Oil Field Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. Defending champions India defeated Malaysia 3-1 in the second semi-final match to end at the final of Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman. India scored through Dilraj Singh, Rohit and Shardanand Tiwari to secure their place in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.